This is Evenings
with Renee Grosch on 702 ABC Radio Sydney and on 666 ABC Radio Canberra.
The joys of juggling, literally. James Buster is a professional juggler and he holds multiple juggling world records. And after 26 years of performing professionally across Australia and internationally, from cruise ships to agricultural shows to festivals and corporate events, he's here in studio on ABC Evenings for you for the ultimate juggling experience.
Let's all go juggling tonight.
James Buster, welcome to Evenings.
I love that song.
Yeah, I think you need a bit of rock and roll music as an intro.
Rock and roll is amazing. Yeah. I'm just giving the listeners now the sounds of juggling. CD that I've got for sale, I guess.
How many balls can you juggle? I'm seeing three.
That's three at the moment. I can do five. I'll do five really quickly. I mean, people who are listening have probably never heard the sounds of juggling before, so this is interesting for them. You can hear it. I could actually just pretend as well, but I'll actually do it. I'll do five. Under the roof here.
Almost.
Four, almost five. It's all right, I'm human.
But you've been juggling for 26 years. I mean, most people would say that's a party trick. How did you turn it into a professional career?
I ran away and joined the circus when I was 14 years old. So I was at private school in Australia. Obviously, you can tell by the accent that I'm actually not from here. I'm from the UK originally, but I've somehow picked up an accent which is not mine. So I'm a Geordie. The UK from Newcastle, and I've somehow picked up a London accent, and I've lived over here for 26 years basically. And when I first moved over to Australia, I pretty much convinced my parents to let me run away and join the circus, and it was just a hobby. It was just something that I loved doing. And then when I left the circus, I started getting full-time work, and it turned into a job. So, I mean, it's the best thing in the world for your job to actually be your passion.
So people pay you to juggle for them?
Yes, yeah. If it's unbelievable, but people do pay me to juggle for them. I do a bunch of shows on cruise ships and at corporate events, and it's a 45-minute comedy juggling show. So it's more comedy and interactive and audience participation. And, yeah, juggling pays the bills. It's paid for the mortgage. It pays for absolutely everything.
And would you be more like the pre-dinner entertainment or the after-dinner show?
Sometimes both, sometimes before. So we do roving entertainment as well. But I mean, majority of time I will be in a corporate event setting, I will be on at the time where they've all had a few drinks, and normally by the main course, I'll go on after the main course and do a show. And that's when they start heckling. And that's what I like. I like the interaction, and it's always friendly heckles, but I just enjoy the interaction with the audience.
So it's not just balls that you juggle?
No, I juggle a bit of everything. I juggle fire on a pogo stick. I juggle the clubs. I squeeze through a tennis racket while juggling at the same time. I take my jacket off while juggling at the same time. I do a roller bowler, which is a balance board where you have a board on top of it and you balance, and I do tricks on top of that. Pretty much anything that you could imagine I could probably do, and I've probably tried.
What about chairs?
I have juggled chairs before, and I can balance a chair on my face. It's all these handy things that, like you said before, they seem like a party skill, but it's actually my job.
Well, it's actually very good for you to juggle. I have read a study back in my neuroscience days that juggling actually increases your white matter and your grey matter.
It does.
And scientifically proved.
It's scientifically proven. That I am actually, I do have a real job.
You have a real brain. A
real
one.
Brain as well, yeah. It definitely does help, and it's also been proved in corporate environments and also in every environment that juggling is a massive stress reliever. It's stressful when you learn, but once you've learned how to juggle three balls that the listeners can hear to again now, that basically, it means that you put so much concentration into the juggling that in corporate settings, they actually have juggling balls on the desk in a lot of offices now, because it takes everyone's brain completely off what their brain is overthinking. And when they go to juggle, they're just thinking about the juggling, and it's actually a proven stress reliever now as well.
Mm. Okay, two benefits of juggling. So is juggling two items, is that considered juggling?
Yes, so juggling is any more than one item.
Okay, and how many items can you get up to?
I can do seven, but just not under this roof. Because,
no.
I mean, and also, like,
we don't want to break
I'm not
anything.
Cirque du Soleil, I'm more like Cirque du Solo, so at the moment.
Cirque du Solo. So do you teach people to juggle?
Yes, yeah, we actually, through Circular Entertainment, we actually teach people how to juggle, and we do circus workshops, and we're finding that it's so interesting. We did a workshop recently for Inner West Kids Fest, and the amount of ages that were interested, from young kids who wanted to learn how to juggle to grandmas who were interested, like, it's amazing. It's something that everyone kind of wants to try. And we're seeing more and more that kids do want to try, and they're getting off their phones and they're getting out and learning to do something, which is super cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Things come in trends and fads. There was a thing going around not that long ago where people wanted to squeeze things. Those squeezy balls were the way to relieve stress.
Yeah.
But why not juggling?
No, exactly. I mean, juggling is a social skill as well. And there are lots of juggling clubs in Sydney, like the Sydney Juggling Club, which is run at Sydney Trapeze School, where people go in every Wednesday night and they go and learn how to juggle, and it becomes a real social atmosphere. And in schools, we're finding as well that it's actually being included in PE programs to teach kids not just kind of soccer and tennis and different things like that, but to actually teach juggling as well.
So hang on. So not only is juggling proven to be good for your brain matter, improving the synapses in your brain, but it's also improving your social communication skills. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And even when I went to Fruit Flies, I was a bullied kid at private school. And when I went to Fruit Fly Circus School in Albury Wodonga, I was at home. I literally went there for a week of work experience, and then I was supposed to go home on the train. And I sent a message to my parents saying, "I'm in heaven. I'm not going home." And I didn't get on my train. And then I got in a lot of trouble, but then I got enrolled in the circus 2 weeks later. So juggling for me has been something that has increased my confidence and increased. I mean, I used to hate people, for instance, laughing at me. And now it's my paid job for people to laugh at me. So turn a negative into a positive, basically.
Well done to you.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to get the connection between building brain matter, building neurons. I get that you'd be better at hand-eye coordination, but I don't see the link between better social communication skills.
I think the link is that...
Are you doing it with somebody else?
You can. You can juggle. There's partner juggling that you can do, and there's big group passing sessions that you can do. So when I was at Fruit Fly Circus, for instance, there's a whole bunch of us who, say like 10 of us, all pass juggling together in different patterns, which you sometimes see in things like Cirque du Soleil or Circus Oz when that was around still. I think it's more the fact that you get the confidence, and I gained social skills from the juggling, and it made me more confident. And I think that it's having a skill that not everyone can do is a confidence booster as well. So I think that's probably it, yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear, James Buster. I know that's your professional juggling name. I'm sorry to hear that you had a terrible experience at school. Do you look back in retrospect and wonder why? Why was it, do you think, that you were bullied? Was it the fault of the bully? Was it the culture? Was it something that you weren't able to fit into, an environment that you just didn't fit into? Or what do you think in hindsight it might have been?
I do think that it's an environment that I didn't fit into. I also came across from the UK, and I'm skinny, tall, lanky, and I had a lisp at the same time. So it was kind of like an automatic target. But something, I think that the reason that I was kind of targeted in terms of bullying was the lack of confidence, but also the fact that I was different. And I just, at that point in time, didn't know the reason that I was different. Like, since I was a kid, I loved circus. I wanted to do magic tricks. I was that weird kid, But in retrospect, it's not weird at all because it's made a career.
Well, now you've found the circus.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel very, very normal and very at home on stage.
Yeah. I mean, I ran away to the circus, and lots of people who went to school like run away to a factory or run away to
an accounting
job.
Firm.
Yeah, exactly. So they're still working with numbers, just not in the fun way that I am.
I think I'd rather be you. James Buster, tell us on World Juggling Day this Saturday, it's time to start juggling.
It is.
Surely.
Yeah, no, definitely it's time to start juggling. So it started back in 1947 by the International Jugglers Association. That's their anniversary. That's when they first created it. And again, that was a community of jugglers that came together in the world to celebrate and share the art of juggling around the world. And it started off in America and it was just National Juggling Day. And then it became World Juggling Day 10 or 20 years later. I can't remember the
exact So the World Day was created back then, but juggling has been going on for literally since man.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Since man. Juggling, and it was, as soon as someone, I mean, when Newton caught the apple, then that was probably the start of juggling.
But, wonderful.
It's been around for a long time, and this weekend on Saturday is World Juggling Day. And I will be putting a free juggling lesson on my website as well if people do want to learn, if I'm allowed to share that.
Sure.
So that's just at jamesbustar.com. And there'll be a free link to a 40-minute juggling lesson.
So come on, boast. What is your world record, your juggling world record? What's the one that you're most proud of? I know you've got a few.
The one that I'm most proud of is juggling for the longest time on a pogo stick. So I have to grip my legs around a pogo. I'm trying to reenact it on the radio. This is like charades, but I wrap my legs around the pogo stick, jump up and down while juggling at the same time. And then I've also got the world record for the most raw eggs juggled while hula hooping. It's probably one of my favourite ones.
Raw eggs juggling while you're hula hooping.
So five raw eggs while hula hooping and none of the eggs are allowed to break.
James Buster, it's been a delight to meet you. Happy World Juggling Day this Saturday.
Thank you very much.
What's your website?
JamesBustar.com.